2-3 years or so ago, when I saw what they looked like, they looked like an orange hood from Guantanamo Bay. I couldn't see that on the streets of Kent. They've been matured, they've been developed, and I now see the white spit hood, as I see it, as an important operational tool for my officers if they are being spat at. And I think it's probably more acceptable if they have to be used than seen in the public.
Will all officers have them, or will it be on a case-by-case basis? You spoke about dealing with the most violent criminals.
No, all of my officers will have them. So all of the officers out on the street, as you would expect, Paul, you know, they simply don't know what call they go into from time to time. We have seen an increase, certainly in the officers reporting the numbers of times that they've been spat at. So I think it's right that we give them the protection to look after themselves when they're dealing with very violent individuals.
And you spoke about some incidents in which officers had actually been infected by conditions and had to take. Can you say a little bit about that?
I can. Some of these are a little historical, but they've caught diseases through infection, and that's affected not only them at work, but also them and their family lives. And that, again, is simply not acceptable. We don't ask our officers to go and keep the public safe and then catch diseases through people infected them by spitting at them.
Does this decision imply that there are more violent criminals out on the streets than there have been?
I don't think it implies there's more violence on the streets. I think what we are seeing is that people feel that for whatever reason, spitting at a police officer is allowed when the officer's dealing with them, and it isn't.
So it's a change of behaviour?
I think it's probably more that than an increase in violence towards my officers.